Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Normally, you're going to hear a 100-word story all by its lonesome, but it's Saturday, and that's the day we have the weekly challenge. I post a topic, and you all have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. It sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, last week's winner, Planet Z, picked the topic of pink, so we're going to hear a lot of stories about pink. Are you ready?
Nardo, are you ready?
Nardo's happy that I'm back. Where was I back from? Well, I'll tell you in a little bit, but let's find out who won last week so that we can tell who goes first. And the winner was Axis Delacroix. Congratulations, Axis. Your first time through the gate, and you win. You were so worried. One for one. Way to go. Let's see. We'll see if she goes two for two. And here's your story.
Two pills to choose, one white and one red. The instructions say, if you're feeling blue, take one pill only. Warning, may cause moments of colorific hallucinations. I wonder what that means, she contemplates. She picks the white pill. The whole world turns white. Weird. She takes the red pill. Everything around her turns red. Surreal. This can't be all they do, she ponders, then smiles impishly. She takes one of each. Her head spins dizzily. She slowly opens her eyes in a state of heightened anticipation. Astonished, she shouts out gleefully, pink! Everything's pink! Absolute perfection!
Very nice. Whew, thank you, Exus. The text for each story that you hear tonight is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's favorite homepage or podcast of theirs, or whatever they sent in. Nardo, I know you missed me. I was at the Second Life Community Convention, and Nardo was being apparently a pain in the butt while I was gone. You know, where did he? You can also vote for your favorite stories. What's your favorite story, Nardo? There's only been one. Stupid cat. Okay, do we have any rookies this week? Oh, wow! We do! We have several. But most didn't record their stuff. Yeah, Nardo, I know. Here's one. It's by... Oh, cool! Somebody famous! As if, you know, Exus isn't famous. Yeah, Exus is very famous. No, this is, hold on, let me see. This is Dismay. Oh, wow. Okay, well, let's find out what Dismay has put together for Dis Podcast. Get it?
Hello, this is Sean McMean from the Dismay Podcast, and this is my first submission to 100 Word Stories. Enjoy. Do you believe in fairies? I do. I once met a strange salesperson. She said, if you are lonely and you believe, plant this magical seed. A stack of pink packages were sitting beside her. I'm lonely, I thought. So I bought a package, went home, read the instructions, and planted the seeds in a pot. I believe. The next morning I found a tiny winged young woman who strangely resembled the pop singer Pink and the pot smiling up at me. She said, let's get this party started. It was a nice surprise. But I still wonder, why Pink?
Yeah, why Pink? I mean, doesn't Shakira, I mean, her hips don't lie. Pink's hips? Oh, man. They couldn't pass a lie detector test. Thank you, Dismay. Sean, Dismay Sean, Sean May, this Sean May. thank you, Dismay. I'm just a little tired from the trip. I'm doing this, I've flown and all that stuff and the schmigeggy and all that, and I'm doing this right now. The dedicated podcaster, you've been waiting. Well, here it is. Dismay's link is going to be up in the show notes. I'm not going to give it away, but hint, it's Dismay. Why are you biting me on the arm? I'm back for like an hour, and you're biting me. I know I'm petting you, and that's not good enough. My co-host here, Nardo, he wants it to be something different, a different podcast. Not going to happen. Two other rookies, we had Matthew. His story, unrecorded, it's up in the show notes. Same with Christopher. Story in the show notes. You can vote on him. But they're not going to get magnets. Someone who might be up for a magnet is Guy David of GuyDavid.com. He made this music for the opening and the closing, but right now we're stuck in the middle with you. Here we go with Guy David.
Hi, everyone. I'm Guy from www.guydavid.com, and today I have a delightful little poem for you. She wore a pink ribbon and a pretty pink dress. Everyone loved dear Betty. She was the fairest of them all. Everyone brightened and cheered as she walked past the street, said hello and how are you, and gave her a treat. She also had many suitors standing in line at her door, wanting to meet her and maybe to score. She was generous with them and let them inside. They always came out, glowing pink and with pride. Eyes were turned back in wonder as she wielded her axe. She murdered little children and cut old ladies in half.
Whoa. Woo, Guy, you're just getting... Ooh. All right. Let's just take a step back here for a moment. You can catch more of Guy David's stuff at GuyDavid.com, but let's move on to Tom of the Footnote Podcast, footnote.libsyn.com. And my wife just snuck up behind me. He's so happy to see me home.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you're home. I missed you.
I missed you too, dear. Yeah. Now she's strangling me.
I didn't mean to. I just meant to hug you.
Okay. Well, folks, that's a lot better than Nardo biting me. I got to tell you that. Tom Marquette from Footnote. Here's your story.
Hello, night people. This is Tom from the Footnote. Tonight's tale is called Seven Pillars. Everyone has a nemesis, who with rod and sword cuts one down to size. Sometimes that tester is huge, dark, and fiery. Sometimes the tester is gaunt, pale, frosty. Lawrence's nemesis was Pink, a 6-foot bunny with a 6-foot rod. When Pink swung his sword, he swore at Lawrence, "Get bigger, you bugger!" On one occasion, Lawrence lit up a match and placed it under his palm. Pink had no option but to do the same. After a minute, the bunny screamed and crushed the match. "What's the trick?" asked Pink. "Not caring," said Lawrence, growing larger than life.
Thank you, Tom from Footnote. If it sounds like I'm rushing things, well, you know why. Next up is Liana of Hodgepodge Point. Hodgepodge Point, where you can put your stories in and get them featured, especially if they're over 100 words. If they're under 100 words, I mean, you can just rip through them real fast. No, you got to make them real long. And I've got a few that I'm recording that I need to get to her. I've been saying for weeks, I know. But anyway, here we go. Speed round here. Liana from Hodgepodge Point.
Hi, folks. Liana here from Hodgepodge Point. I'm a bit sick, so the voice may be extra weird. So for this week's challenge number 71, Pink, I have the following poem. Yes, I said poem. Titled Colors of Our Imagination. With music from Gringo Motel, obtained from PodSafeAudio.com. Poor Timmy, size too small, bullied by boys, one and all. On his way or at school grounds, they sought him out for a good face pound. All for a pink lunchbox with a tiny bell that chimed lightly when he'd skip to his hell. Why use that? Are you a girl? Wear your laces and pretty pearls. Timmy held it with all kinds of pride, whispering, there's magic inside. They laughed and grabbed, flinging his lunch. Gone was his sandwich and Cheetos with crunch, including his pudding, favorite flavor vanilla. But also came out was an angry gorilla.
Thank you, Liana. But, gorilla? Oh well. you can catch more of her at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com if Libsyn is working. If it's not, well, wait for it to come back up again. I don't use Libsyn. Now my site's gonna crash. Next up is JD. JD, have you sent a URL? Yeah, I can't find it. Anyway, here's JD with yet another story.
This is JD with my entry for weekly challenge number 71. After hearing myself on the 100 word podcast over these last several weeks, I must agree with my wife. I have the face for radio and the voice for silent movies. One more physical attribute, and I could be a triple threat. Well, at least Lawrence hasn't made any comments. And now, Pink. Each state had a flag that men could rally to, charge up hills behind, carry in front of parades. You know, do all that swell stuff that makes for great stories while sitting around the Cracker Barrel shooting the you know what I mean. Well, the general wanted a flag for the whole country. What he wanted needed to symbolize the struggles of the past, the hopes for the future, the unity of the present, something that would make great propaganda. Well, Betsy made a glorious flag. And then she washed it in hot water. Red, pink, and blue.
Thank you, J.D. I wonder who could come next. Let's see. No, they didn't turn one in. No, they didn't send one. I mean, you had like 8 extra days or something. I mean, it was off in Chicago. Oh, here we go. Ellison is back. I think he's going to be back in town this week. Oh, it would be fun if he had a portable recorder. And we could record, like, you know, some improv and for his radio thing. Anyway, here's Ellison. You can find him at ellison1.blogspot.com. But right now, you can find him here, in your ears!
Hello, this is Ellison. Welcome to the 71st Weekly Challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The topic of this week's challenge is pink, and my contribution is Pincus, a 100-word poem. I tell the tale of Pincus Pink, who lives under the kitchen sink. Is Pincus crazy? Ask a shrink, for Pincus is my friend. The day I first met Pincus Pink, I saw him at the skating rink. He drank a most peculiar drink, a whiskey prune juice blend. Say what you will of Pincus Pink, he does not care what others think. He uses epithets like chink, which drives folks around the bend. The living space of Pink is Pink. It has a noticeable stink, a pong to make a strong man blink, and then his clothing rend. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
Thank you, Ellison. Wow. Ooh. How many more do we have? Oh, you can find them at ellison1.blogspot.com, but all the links are up in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. No, I'm not trying to rush this. No, not at all. I'll be right there, dear. Okay. Next up is Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club. You can find that, oddly enough, at blacktiemartiniclub.com. I think we found the solution for me rambling on and on and on and on, okay? All right. So y'all just, you know, you want her number? You know, call her and say, hey, come on, you know, Wiley's recording. But normally I record these at Saturday morning, which is just dead to the world, you know, completely zonked. So, here we go with Caleb Bullen from BlackTieMartiniClub.com.
Hi, this is Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast. I hope I got my story in on time. It's a little late because I had a little too much fun this weekend, and I recorded this story then. I don't even exactly remember what's in it. Let's find out, shall we? There is... where? There's rumor. Eek! Cut it out! There is a rumor going around and is making me dizzy. There is a rumor going around and around and around, and where she stops, nobody knows. Whee! There is a rumor going around about my seeing Pink. Pink. Ka-dink-a-doo, rink-a-dee, rink-a-doo. Oh, what a croon for tooting. No. There's rumor going around about my sing pink Ella Fitzgerald. No, Mel Torme. No. There's rumor... going around about rising pink elephants. But it's not true. We're just good friends. Really.
Okay. I'm going to have to check that one again. Huh. Thank you, Caleb. Caleb can be found at blacktiemartiniclub.com and at Low Island at 6 o'clock on Wednesdays. Doinky dinky, doinky dinky, you know, that kind of stuff. Good music. Very cool. We had the one from, two from people who didn't do them. They're going to be up in the voting, but they won't win anything. And, another email. Nope, not another story. You go a few days late and... Oh, there's one more. Planet Z sent this one to me to read. He didn't have any music for it. Okay, let me get my glasses on here. For some people, the shade of pink they were born with is perfectly adequate for their skin. But for the vast majority, a little something different is needed. Some red on their nails, perhaps a little something on the lips, a little blue over the eyes, too. How they achieve this change, well, that can be horribly expensive and quite possibly dangerous and unhealthy. To us, that's what we call profit. And if a few monkeys or bunny rabbits have to die, that's too damn bad. Besides, they're much cheaper than the school children we used to test this crap on. What? Planet Z wrote it, not me. And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories about Pink. Thanks to everyone who participated this week, and good luck in the voting. Oh yeah, the voting. That takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winners will get refrigerator magnets and that kind of thing. Might have a special bonus prize. But you gotta send me your address and say, hey, I want you to send me the magnets, and I'll mail them. If you don't, I did give away a bunch of the magnets at SLCC. I mean, people are looking at me like, what are you giving me this for? I'm just gonna throw it out. If somebody keeps them, I'll be happy. Oh, you can subscribe to the podcast RSS feed. One click subscribe in iTunes, Podcast Ready, that sort of thing. Up on the site, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The music for the opening and closing were provided by the great Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Isn't that great? I want a huge thank you to all the folks out there I met this past weekend at Second Life Community Convention. Oh god, am I going to remember the whole list? Tamara, Daphne, Bucket Jen, Mandy Jen, Dedrick, Banana, Diva, Louie, Cylindrian, Frog, Pakovi, Shava, Tuna, Montana, CC Guinea. My god, I got a huge list here. I can't get them all in. I know, somebody's going to hate it. What, I mean, here, Stryker. I mean, I would have left him out. No, I got him in there. There are going to be people. I mean, Caitlin. There, I'm just throwing out names of people that I met. Cool. Everyone was cool that I met and sat down with or stood up with or hopped around the circle with or, you know, are you finished with that potty? That kind of thing. So I know that someone's going to hate it when I forget them, but I do too. So I love you all. I miss you, even though it's only been a few hours. But how's that? Is that good? And if I left you out, put your name in the comments and say, you forgot to mention me. And I'll be like, okay, I feel bad. I'm sorry. What do you expect? I'm married. I do that all the time. But that's going to do it for now. Until the next SLCC, well, you'll just have to settle for this podcast and all the rest. And you'll see me and Will doing stupid things. There will be the usual stuff tomorrow, and then Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. I'll post the topic in a little bit. Thank you once again for listening and putting up with the fact that I've redone the closing template and the opening template. Yeah, I deleted Microsoft Works, and somehow they were written in that form. I don't know why. I do all my writing in OpenOffice, or I do it in Notepad, so that anything can open it or nothing can open it. Apparently, Microsoft Works, even more nothing can open it. Anyway, thank you for listening. And, as always, keep it brief. Closing. Oh, shit, I forgot to mention Piper, too. Oh, and my wife, I'll thank her in a little bit. Shit. Great, now I'm going to have to flip the explicit tag.